This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Here's a follow-up to the old saying that war is politics by other means. In Afghanistan, Americans are testing the notion that foreign aid is war by other means. They're hoping that U.S. and NATO help will translate to a more stable country. The question is whether ordinary Afghans really feel the effects of all that Western money. NPR's Rachel Martin reports.
Measuring progress in the war in Afghanistan is hard. There are some metrics. How many insurgent leaders have been killed? How many provinces have functional local governments? Are the roads safe to travel on? In Helmand Province, U.S. military officials like to point to projects. A brand new mauve-covered courthouse in the capital city. A new riverside park with painted benches. And an experimental garden where locals learn modern farming techniques.
Basically everything from the road when we pulled in, all the way back to about 100 meters past the end of this dirt road here, is the demo farm.
Gunnery Sergeant Jason Sneed helps manage this project. With his rifle at his side, Sneed watches while a handful of farmers till the hard soil under the hot sun. All of this is supposed to help farmers to start growing legal crops like the okra, cauliflower, and tomatoes planted here, and to stop growing poppy. Controlling that crop is another metric for success.
I think we're making steady progress.
Major General Richard Mills commands U.S. and NATO forces in Helmand Province.
We have done a good job of stopping the poppy insurgent nexus in not allowing them to get the poppy, get their hands on the poppy, move it to where they could sell it and keep the market going.
Helmand is Afghanistan's breadbasket, the province with the greatest agricultural potential. But for decades, it's been used to grow poppy. The poppy trade has fueled the Taliban insurgency here, but Mills says Helmand is at a turning point.
Again, seeing more freedom of movement, seeing businesses start to flourish, seeing the education process come online, and probably most importantly, we're beginning to see a stand-up of the Afghan people on their own two feet, supporting local police and local security efforts and rejecting the Taliban.
But rejecting the Taliban doesn't necessarily mean Afghans are supporting U.S. forces or the fragile Afghan government. Janad Kool is a farmer in Lakshargah, the provincial capital of Helmand. In fact, one of the farmers learning from U.S. agriculture experts. I met him at the demonstration farm and asked him how he feels about the security situation in Helmand. The Taliban are still here, he tells me. They still intimidate and attack people. But it's the fault of the U.S. forces, he says. The Taliban makes trouble because Americans are fighting them. If the U.S. leaves, the Taliban will stop. Another young farmer jumps into the conversation. He says if the U.S. forces stay or go, it doesn't matter. Either way, it doesn't affect the lives of the people. That kind of ambivalence is the death knell of a counterinsurgency campaign. U.S. and NATO forces know it, which is why they talk all the time about partnering with Afghans, trying to convince them that the war is winnable, that they are better off today than they were almost a decade ago, and that progress is worth fighting to preserve. U.S. commanders say over the past year, they've made major security gains, but Afghans point to 9 years of war and thousands of civilian deaths. The U.N. this week released a new report that says civilian deaths and casualties as a result of the war in Afghanistan are up 31% this year. The report says insurgent groups are to blame for most of those incidents, but in a counterinsurgency, blame may be almost beside the point. While U.S. and NATO officials say perception, how Afghans feel about the war and its impact on their lives, is everything. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Afghanistan.